Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, A World and People Adrift. The Hebrew writer warns his readers about drifting away from the words and teaching of Christ. Precisely because they are the words and teachings of Christ, he urges us to assign them even greater importance and attention. The result of not giving his words the earnest and deepest heed or adherence is a drifting away from God and the teachings about God found in the scripture. We can see what this does by observing those who have already done this or who never had any faith. Today, the greatest existential threat to America and the world is ungodliness. One, if not the most important casualty of this ungodliness, is respect for and reverence for the truth. The standard of today's discourse is not what is factually undeniable, but what people can get other people to believe, accept, or go along with if they see it somehow benefits them or injures someone they dislike or disagree with. Without God or truth, society and the world has become disjointed, without clear and unified collective purpose and identity. Agreement can't be found on important issues that affect the well-being of not only those in a particular nation or society, but the entire planet. People have become primarily seekers of pleasure that mirror a philosophy of live for today, for there is nothing beyond it. Without a shared vision or purpose, people are out for themselves. The things we have latched onto have no depth of meaning and are shallow attempts to find fulfillment in a life without direction and significance. The world and people are clinging to floating pieces and bits of human inventions and idols as they drift farther away from our Creator to eventually perish in a sea of nothingness. Therefore, it is incumbent upon the true people of God to provide light and stability in a world and society drifting away from our Creator. We must be guardians, protectors, and advocates for truth. We must help dispel the unsubstantiated claim that we are random, accidental products of lifeless cosmic dust, whose appearance on this earth is entirely without any forethought or deliberation. If it wasn't for the force we know as gravity, the cosmos would fall apart and celestial bodies would drift away and collide into each other and end up destroying each other. God-fearing believers and upholders of truth must serve and act as the world's gravity to help alleviate the widespread drifting the world and people are experiencing now in order to prevent us from running into each other, destroying one another, and this planet God made for us to dwell on. We must give the more earnest heed to the words of our Lord, lest we too end up adrift like the rest of the world. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title. And you can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.